30-year-old Eric Reeder stands in front of his house on Boris Street in Peoria.
I appreciate you swinging on by and kind of getting to see my crazy idea in action.
Reeder's idea is called Go Urban, young man. It's a play on the theme Go West. He paid $5,000 for the house at an auction in December. It's not too far from the Peoria Fire Department's Central Station or St. Mary's Cathedral that graces the skyline driving into the city on Interstate 74.
It's one of those perception battles, you know, when people think of bad neighborhoods and see this and it looks bad and try to get rid of some of the obvious character flaws on the outside to make it more approachable and more inviting.
Reeder's an Illinois native who recently moved to Pekin from Dallas and brought with him the idea to rebuild neighborhoods one house at a time, starting with 603 Voris Street.
The profit margin is thin, folks. I'm not trying to get rich quick here. It's going to take a lot of work. It's going to take a lot of time. And hopefully with a lot of people's support through this project, we can actually start to do more than just one thing at a time.
For now, Reeder is in the final stretch of his effort to raise $5,000 with his Go Urban Young Man video at Indiegogo.com. Reeder says he's hoping to raise the money for some of the basic rehab. He's also looking for people to sponsor the major projects that will make this house livable. That includes the plumbing and electrical, flooring, windows and doors, and the kitchen and bath. But Reeder says the house is just one part of the bigger picture.
It's a little bit more about raising awareness and the consciousness of what type of condition these houses are in, how much is needed to bring it back, and some of the other factors of the neighborhood, from sidewalks, curbs, streets, to schools.
Reeder's overall goal may seem insurmountable, but some may say Reeder adds the elbow grease, sort of the connective tissue to the programs created by state and local public officials. At-large Peoria City Councilman Ryan Spain has championed a lively downtown and is a major driver in the Warehouse District's redevelopment effort.
I'm very supportive of what he's doing because it's creative, and it's exactly what we need to see in downtown. If we could clone Eric and have another 100 of him, we'd be in great shape.
Reeder bought the Voris property without any state support, but now a state program is available in Peoria that gives cash assistance to people buying vacant homes. Reeder's project also mirrors the purpose of an even larger organization. The Midwest Regional Neighborhood Network is holding their annual conference in Peoria this September. Mayor Jim Artis says that reflects a core mission of the city.
There's nothing literally more important than the people that are working in our neighborhoods to keep them strong.
That importance may be reflected in the fact some city officials have already contributed to Reeder's online fundraising campaign. At-large Peoria City Councilman Ryan Spain is among them. Spain says programs like Go Urban can have a positive and contagious effect.
It starts with one house, and then it might turn into an apartment building, and then it might turn into an entire warehouse where you actually have the community rolling up their sleeves, helping contribute their time and work, but then also helping contribute their resources to make a project happen that otherwise wouldn't. So I'd expect to see much more of that in Peoria.
Go Urban creator Eric Reeder is pulling up carpet strips as he finishes the demolition part of the project on the Voris Street property. Reeder is also interested in the neighborhood around the 603 Voris property. He says anyone wanting to be a part of a cleanup crew, a community garden, or a neighborhood bike ride should contact him.
Hopefully other people are looking to do the same thing in and around this area, so it's not just me, and it's other people, and gains momentum.
Reeder's hoping to have the rehab complete by June. The Indiegogo crowdfunding part of the project for people to contribute ends April 17th. I'm Sean Flavin.